Father David Frank here, continuing our reflections on the O Antiphons for each day from December 17th through December 23rd. We have reflected on Christ as wisdom, as Adonai, Lord and leader, as root of Jesse, as key of David, and now we reflect on Christ as the radiant dawn of the East. O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. In Latin, the word habitare is usually the word used to mean to dwell, for example, in John chapter 1, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, et habitavit in nobis. But the word used here in the antiphon is not from habitare, but from sedere, literally, come shine on those sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. The original Hebrew word from Isaiah can mean either dwell or sit, and when St. Matthew quotes it in his gospel, he uses the Greek word for sitting. The people who were sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and on those sitting, meaning dwelling, in the land and the shadow of death, a light has dawned or risen. I love that image of sitting in the dark. Imagine you're in a strange place, maybe in the woods or somewhere like a movie theater or hospital with no windows. And it's nighttime, and a big storm comes through, and the power goes out, and you don't have a flashlight or your phone, and it's completely dark, and you can't see a thing. You can barely see your hand in front of your face, and you're afraid to walk in any direction because you're in a strange place, and you could trip and fall, or run into something and hurt yourself, maybe a tree or a spider web or a piece of furniture. And in trying to find your way, you could find yourself completely lost. And so, in despair, you sit down on the ground and don't move from that spot until the sun comes up or the power comes back. And the whole time, you're afraid that something could happen to you sitting there in the dark, unable to see if you need to get out of the way of danger. That is the state of our souls in the darkness of sin without the life of grace. That is the state of our world without the light of Christ. He is both the way to the Father and the rising sun giving us light to follow that way. The reference to Christ as the dawn, the rising sun, S-U-N, comes in part from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 3, verse 8, in which God tells Joshua the high priest, "Behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch." Now that sounds more like he's talking about the antiphon from 2 days ago, and Isaiah's prophecy that a shoot would come forth from the stump of Jesse, and a branch would grow out of his roots. But when they were translating the Septuagint, the translation of the Hebrew scriptures into Greek by Jewish scholars over 100 years before Christ, the Greek word they used seems to lend itself to various translations, not just branch, but also east or rising sun. I guess the word basically refers to something rising or sprouting up, which could be a branch or a shoot springing from a root, but also could be the sun rising in the east. So in most Bibles, you see the prophet Zechariah's prophecy calling him the branch. Although in a few, especially in our Catholic tradition or the Septuagint tradition as well, he is called the rising sun or the east, in Latin the Oriens, because that's the direction of sunrise. And this even seems to be a common understanding of this prophecy at the time of Jesus, as the Roman historian Tacitus described it, that one who was called the east or the rising sun would come to rule. Regardless of how you translate this one verse as branch or rising sun, of course Christ is both, as we see in other prophecies like Isaiah 11 about the root of Jesse, or Isaiah 9, which says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, a light has shined." In this antiphon, we acclaim Christ's power to bring light into darkness by calling him not only the radiant dawn and the splendor of eternal light, but also the Son of Justice, or Son of Righteousness. That title for the Messiah comes from another prophecy, from the ending of the book of the prophet Malachi, speaking about the day of the coming of the Lord. "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings." That's actually where we get that third verse from Hark the Herald Angels Sing. "Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." Anyway, Malachi concludes the prophecy and his book with these words: "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse." The end. And actually, depending on the order in which you put the books of the Old Testament, if Malachi is the last book, and then if you were to put Mark instead of Matthew as the first gospel and the first book in the New Testament, you could turn the page from the end of the Old Testament, from reading this prophecy about Elijah coming before the day of the Lord, and the first words of the Gospel of Mark are about John the Baptist. But of course, Matthew also starts with the birth of Jesus, and then in chapter 3, John the Baptist shows up. So in any case, the Old Testament prophets foretold the coming of the Lord who would be our light, our Son of Righteousness. And then John the Baptist came to prepare the way for that Son of Righteousness. And then Jesus came among us. The canticle of a different Zechariah, the husband of Elizabeth and the father of John the Baptist, ends with these words about John the Baptist and the one whom he would make way for: "And you, child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the daybreak from on high will visit us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and death's shadow, to guide our feet into the path of peace, into the way of peace." If you feel that you are sitting in darkness or the shadow of death, let the light of Christ bring you hope. Let his light cut through the darkness and dispel it, so you can see clearly as he calls you to stay close to him. May the rest of your Advent be filled with God's grace and light. The Lord, the radiant dawn, the Son of Justice, is near.